Test 67, Section 2, Question 8. With this question, we are looking to find the principle that would justify the application of the guideline. So we're kind of looking to strengthen the application of it. We need it to make it so that the application actually meets the guideline. And this one's a little bit of an odd question. But let's look at what it is. So the guideline says it's improper for public officials to influence the award of contracts or perform other acts related to their office in a way that benefits themselves. So you can't award contracts or perform other acts that that benefit themselves. Even the appearance of such impropriety should be avoided. So even if it looks like that's the case, you should avoid it. Now the application is, Greenville's mayor acted improperly in urging the award of the city's street maintenance contract to a company owned and operated by one of the mayor's relatives, whose business would have been in serious financial trouble had it not been awarded the contract. So the conclusion was, it's improper. The evidence is that it was helping one of the mayor's relatives. Now, the place where we have a little bit of a gap here is we don't necessarily know that benefiting themselves is the same as something that's kind of going towards helping their relative's company. But if we can somehow show a link between, if we have a principle that's a link between benefiting relatives and benefits themselves, then that would be something that would help us here. So A says, public officials, when fulfilling duties, should be held to a higher standard than private. Well, that doesn't really make it so the application fits the guideline more. We need something that's going to link the helping relatives. Publicly funded contracts should be awarded based primarily on the cost and reliability. Well, that doesn't really change whether or not this applies, because we don't know whether the cost or reliability of the bid from the street maintenance project was better for the relative's company or not. C, creating the appearance of impropriety is as blameworthy as acting improperly. I don't know that that says that this particular instance fits the guideline better. And then awarding a contract to a financially troubled business should be regarded as taking excessive risk. Well, maybe, but that would say don't do it if it causes risk. We need something that's going to make it so that in a way that benefits themselves. And then benefiting one's family or friends should be regarded as benefiting oneself. That is our best answer, because that makes it so that the application, Greenville's mayor in this case, is benefiting him or herself, because we don't know on the basis of the passage that benefiting relatives constitutes benefiting oneself, but E would make that fit, and so therefore it's the correct answer.